I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Man, there's just so many things going on. It's all we talk about is elections or COVID or this, that, and the other. But the best part is seeing people adapt, improvise, and overcome. Try to get back to some sense of normalcy. But at the very minimum, keep things moving along. And we're doing it next week. We get the Chiefs back, right? 16,000 mm-hmm. people in there. You're mm-hmm. lucky 16,000. I hope you all enjoy it and you stay safe, but we're going to see it on television. The first game back after the Super Bowl win, it's a big thing
it's
for us.
It's huge. Yeah, they just got their rings, all of it. I know Matt Eisman on hold loves to hear this because he's a Broncos fan, but the Chiefs will get their Super Bowl rings from winning the Super Bowl.
Has he heard about the Elway 1991 audio?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Where Elway complained we were too loud, which was the worst thing you could possibly do, to ask the referee to quiet him down. Then he's like, please, consider. And the crowd just goes to 100,000 decibels. You're like, what would make you think it's a good idea to cry to a ref in front of a sold-out Arrowhead at the one-yard line when you're already Elway? And because you're so good, people hate you from here.
Yeah.
That's a terrible idea. That's the worst idea ever.
Born January 22nd in Denver, Colorado. A graduate of Princeton University and the Columbia University College of Physicians and Surgeons, he worked as a licensed MD before choosing a career in stand-up comedy, working with the famed Groundlings improv group and performing on numerous USO tours. He won season 15 of Celebrity Apprentice. You know him as the co-host of the hit NBC series, American Ninja Warrior, and as host of the A&E show, Live Rescue. And this Monday night, he's back with an all-new season of American Ninja Warrior, filmed entirely in the Dome in St. Louis. Please welcome longtime friend of the show, Matt Eisman.
Hey, man, how have you been, Matt?
I'm doing great. I got to say, I think I have a bad connection because I'm pretty sure I heard you guys taking the Lord's name in vain, talking trash about John Elway. No, that couldn't have been what I was hearing.
Well, you know, we're all giddy from that Super Bowl win.
You know what? Listen, you guys said it. I am a Broncos fan. I don't know how you don't love the Chiefs, though. I think Mahomes, it's scary because I think he's going to dominate the AFC West and really the league for a long time to come. And I saw he got a ring and he gave a ring. I mean, it's a storybook. It is. It's a storybook tale.
No, everybody loves it. Look, I'm not even a sports guy, Matt. You know that. And I got caught up in it because he's just a kid. And he really is a kid. By all standards, his age, chronologically, he's still a kid. And he's the best as an adult, like I remember ever seeing anybody play like that.
It's just amazing. It was a special season. He's a special player, and I think. And look, I'm excited. I'm excited for the NFL to come back too. It's just like to have something that reminds us of normalcy. To have an escape, you know. And that's one of the things that was so great about American Ninja Warrior was that for me. I mean, I'm excited for people to see it. I was excited to get out of my house.
I bet.
To have something where it felt like, hey, I'm working again. Hey, I'm doing something again. And to be around the ninjas, to be in a place that feels like home. It was awesome.
So you're down in St. Louis, and you guys figured out how to do it. You locked the joint down, and you figured out a way to make it happen. So explain to me what we're going to see now when we see the next, the America's Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, so we take at the Dome at America Center in St. Louis. That's where the Rams used to play. And, you know, we got tested weeks leading up to it. We get tested The second we landed, we got tested every 3 days. We had temperature checks every day. Masks. We were all separated. The host tower had to be rebuilt so Akbar and I could be a little more distant, although I do think the gravity seemed to pull us together. So we might not have been 6 feet the whole time. But other than that, I think, and look, it's a dome that seats 80,000 people. We couldn't have a single fan in the stands.
It's so crazy.
And normally the ninjas will line the course supporting each other. Three ninjas could be inside the dome at any one time. So you'd have three people on the course. You'd have Akbar, Zuri, and me, six people essentially making noise. But what we did was we put jumbotrons every obstacle, every other obstacle, and their friends and family could FaceTime in, and they could speak to them. They could hear the ninjas talking to them, and they could speak back. The ninjas could hear their friends and family. And then what we did, we did pipe in some crowd noise. And some of it was to help Akbar and me, because otherwise you feel like Jim Nance on the Masters, where you're like, because the ninjas could hear us. The ninjas would be on the course, and Akbar and I were talking. All of a sudden, you hear the ninja go, "Hey, Matt, tell me another way I could screw up this obstacle." I'm like,
yeah.
I'll whisper. How about that?
Yeah, no, everything changes, man. The dynamic on everything, hosting it, being a part of it, no crowd, no family, everything that goes along with it. But it's a show everybody loves, and it's one of those things, like, I love short attention span theater. Anything I can watch.
Yeah.
That's the great thing about American Ninja Warriors. You can just, if you show up in the middle of the program, it's fine. It still works.
Yeah.
It
really is. And I think, you know, this season more so, it's because you realize so much of it's about the stories, man. Give us a reason to care.
Yeah.
Tell us why we should be, you know, whether we should cry or laugh or whatever with this athlete. And, you know, the stories are heightened. And I think everyone's going to.
That's what everybody loves.
Always, you know, the great thing about Ninja Warriors, it's us. Those people are us. They're everyday people. They're not right. Patrick Mahomes, you know, with an arm that could throw a football to the moon. They're everyday people who have jobs, who have families, and who, like all of us, have been impacted by this, who've been stuck at home. Or, you know, we have, in our first episode, we've got an ICU nurse from Houston. They've been getting slammed down there.
Right.
And she's been front lines, life and death, dealing with this pandemic, literally putting her own life at risk. So when you get to have her come out there and do something that reminds her of why she's fighting so hard, that reminds her what life used to be and what life will be again, it really felt special. We all felt so lucky. We kept looking at each other going, man, last week I was at home, sitting at home, being told I couldn't leave my house, and now here we are in a dome shooting the show we all love. So I think despite the fact that the dome was empty, the energy was crazy good. Everyone was so excited and grateful to be there.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. The story does make you love it. That's everything. I mean, that back to Mahomes, yeah. That's the reason I got back into football, or even got into football, it's the story. Like you said, it's when you can get emotionally invested, you see somebody and you go, man, I want that person to have something great in their life. An ICU nurse, a construction worker, somebody who just really is such a likable, lovable, recognizable human being that you just root for them. You want to see somebody get something good instead of the negativity that we're all getting every single day.
It is a constant drumbeat. And it's nice to, instead of focusing on the news or going on social media and feeling your blood boil, to just watch some athletes going out there. And you know, I've come to love these ninjas. It's been, you know, this is my 11th year on the show. And I've seen these people, seen them grow up, seen them get married, seen them have kids, seen them go through ups and downs. And it's awesome. It really was fun to kind of be there and to just feel like everybody, to see smiling, to see
yeah.
people cheering and being so excited. It was one of those things when I left after a couple of weeks, I was disappointed. I was crushed to say, I got to go back to my hovel. I got to go back home and be locked indoors again.
Oh, have you guys considered at the end, when somebody wins the whole shebang, calling it the Eisman Trophy?
Yeah, that is a very good point. And I've forwarded that. And they're like, it's not about you. And I go, it's always about me.
I love you, man. Hey, listen, anytime. You're always welcome here. And I can't wait to check it out. 7 o'clock.
Buddy.
I'll be back. All right, stay right there, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.